Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, who is love. Praise God, who is love. Praise God, who is love. Good morning to my listening audience. Thank you very much for joining Pastor Diane on this morning, and I am so glad to welcome you to the show today. I want to say a brief prayer, and then we'll go into a little, I guess you can call it homework, and I am just so excited on sharing what we have to share on this day. Father, thank you for bringing us together today. Thank you for rising us in good health. Thank you for allowing us to open our eyes and be the strength that you have called us to be. Thank you that we are more than conquerors. We are the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. We are blessed going in, blessed going out, blessed in the city, and blessed in the field. Thank you, Father, that every step we take on today, we know it is because of you that we can do this. And we thank you so much for what you have done in our lives and the lives of our children. We plead the blood of Jesus over all elected and appointed officials, which includes the president, vice president, and First Lady Melania, who celebrated her birthday this last week. Father, we thank you that you are there. We know that you're with us each and every day. We can't take a breath without you, and we don't ever want to. We thank you that we are always thinking of you. It's not about us. It's about what you want, your plan, and we want to keep that in our minds 24/7. Thank you that we are in Christ Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Father, for giving us the grace that we need to operate on this day. Thank you that we care more about you than us. Thank you for speaking through my vocal cords and thinking through my mind. Thank you for allowing it to be all of you and none of me. I thank you so much. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Glory. Well, let's just get right into it. The last two sessions that I did made a huge mistake as I was calling persons that were may have been listening and not born again. I took them to the wrong scripture. Can you believe that? I was taking them to Matthew chapter 10, verse 9 through 10. That was not the right scripture. And I went to the Bible and I looked at it and I'm like, where are the words I'm used to seeing all the time? They were not there because you know what? And the Holy Spirit corrected me when I got off the air. Said, you are talking about Romans and not Matthew. I'm like, oh, you're kidding me. And so I'm so happy to come on and make this change. We are looking at the book of Romans, chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. This is for our souls that may be speaking something and just saying, hey, it's time for me to put my life in the hands of God. And so I want to give my life. Okay? So let's go through this and read it. And I don't take for granted and just say everybody's listening is a born-again Christian. If today is the day you want to make that step, let's do it. Okay? Verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Verse 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That is Romans chapter 10. Verses 9 and 10. And then you go over to 1 John 1:9. And this is you saying you're accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. And it reads, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Those are the scriptures you would read to become a born-again Christian. In other words, you're saying if you want to cut it down real close and you don't want to say the whole thing, I usually just ask questions and ask the person to say yes or no. Do you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And you say, yes, I do. I want him to be my Savior. Do you believe God raised Jesus from the dead when he died on the cross? Yes, I believe that. And then the last question I ask, do you apologize for all your sins? And if a person says, yes, I do. And I say, okay, you're all set. You're all gone. Don't you think about them because God has forgotten them. Anything that you've done, whatever mistake you think you've made, they're gone. Think you make another mistake, just repent. You're done. Don't beat up on yourself. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Do not condemn yourself when you make a mistake. Okay? All right. We have that homework done and take care of some housekeeping. And that was it. We made the correction. It is not Matthew chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. It is Romans chapter 10, verses 9. Pardon me for making those mistakes on my last two episodes, but it has been corrected, and I am so glad. All right, let's continue with today's title, which is People After God's Own Heart. And let me share Psalm 86, verse 3, and this is coming from the Amplified Bible. Be merciful and gracious to me, O Lord, for to you do I cry all the day, for you, O Lord, are good and ready to forgive our trespasses, sending them away, letting them go completely and forever. And you are abundant in mercy and loving kindness to all those who call upon you. Now, usually after I say the scriptures, I usually go into a health tip and a business tip. But on Sundays, if I ever do a broadcast on Sunday, we don't do it on Sunday. Okay, so you want to take that off the list, and we'll go right into hearing. We're walking in our love walk. The love walk is one of the hardest things that Christians or anybody takes up under their belt and wants to work on them. But this is something that we should be working on our love walk with each and every person we come in contact with. Loving someone has nothing to do with, I like them, they like me, has nothing to do with it. We're supposed to be showing Christ in everyone, whether they have harmed us or not. Forgiveness is part of being a Christian. We don't talk about that enough, and we should. Okay? All right, so let me read something to you. The Bible describes King David, the man who wrote these verses that we just read out of the Amplified Bible in Psalm 86, as a man after God's own heart. I believe that's one of the highest compliments a person could receive. Yet there are many things in David's life we wouldn't want to copy. He made some major mistakes. If you read about his life in the Bible, you'll find he sinned against God in some flagrant and unwise ways. Obviously, those things weren't what qualified him for that great commendation. What did qualify him, however, was the way he acted after every time David sinned. He did the same thing. He wholeheartedly repented and threw himself on the mercy of God. We can see him in the Psalms at those times, reminding the Lord of his kindness, of his tenderheartedness, and his willingness to forgive. David knew, like almost no other man in the Bible, the true heart of God. He understood that God desired mercy and not sacrifice. And even in his darkest hours, when he had most miserably failed the God he loved, he never lost sight of God's nature. That is what made David a man after God's own heart. Certainly, at times, there were unavoidable consequences of his sins. Things were set in motion that could not be stopped. But even then, David never lost heart. He never believed that God had forsaken him, nor that he had willingly afflicted him. Even after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba, murdered her husband, and watched in anguish as the baby born from that adultery died, David didn't give up on God's mercy. And despite the sadness he experienced, the light of that mercy did come shining through. For the Bible says that when he comforted Bathsheba and she conceived again, God sent a message by the prophet Nathan to tell David that the child Solomon should be called Beloved of the Lord. And you can find that in 2 Samuel 12:25 in the Amplified. As New Testament believers, we have less excuse for sin that David did. Even though he was anointed of God, he wasn't born again. Keep that in mind. I'm going to talk about that. So we can aspire to live much holier lives. But as we do, we should remember it's not purity of life alone that makes us like our Father. It's knowing that no crime exceeds his compassion. No sin surpasses his love. It's desiring mercy more than sacrifices and giving it to others. That's what makes us people after God's own heart. So my question to you is, can you find yourself imitating David on a daily basis? Are you interested in being a person after God's own heart? And why not? God is trying to bring people back, especially his Christians, his children, back to him. We were made. The reason we are called to God and to say yes, to accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior, because we know we can't go straight to God and pray to him. We must go through his son. He's the mediator. Remember that. Don't just say, well, God, and that's my prayer. I call to God. Did you go through his son? Or did you try to go straight to God? Jesus is our mediator. Okay? Don't forget that. That's important. Because if you're not praying right, there's what is called a praying system. If you are not praying appropriately, your prayer will not be answered. And we talked a little bit about this last time. You must find your scriptures to stand on while you're praying. You want to invoke God to help you, then he responds to his word. He doesn't respond to your words. And he doesn't respond to your crying. Please remember that. There are too many people doing that. They think they're doing the right thing. Oh, let's get together. Let's pray. And then they say all this stuff that has nothing to do with the word of God. Must pray the word. I don't care if you have 100 people in there praying. They're wasting their time if they're not praying the word. Okay? So let us try to remember that. That is so important. I cannot stress it enough. It's extremely important, as a matter of fact. So let's talk about, in the Old Testament, excuse me, we talked a little bit about this last time, that we are now in the New Testament dispensation. That doesn't mean that we forget about the Old Testament and throw away everything in the Old Testament. No, we don't do that. Because there are promises, excuse me, there are promises that are in the New Testament that we want to take advantage of. In the Old Testament, too, all, especially in the book of Deuteronomy, excuse me, in the book of Deuteronomy, there are many promises that are there for us. Read it. If you haven't read it, you need to read it. And write down, matter of fact, if I were you, I would take a pencil and paper and just outline the book of Deuteronomy. All those promises is available to you if you are a born-again Christian. If you are not, they are not available. Okay? Must be a born-again Christian. Then all the promises are available to you. Jesus died on the cross for everybody on the face of this earth. All people on the face of this earth, he died for us. Now, whether or not they all say yes to accepting Jesus, that's a different story. But God still loves, he loves everybody. But is everybody his children? No. I hear people say, oh, we're all God's children. No, we're not. If you're not born again, you are not one of God's children. So we can't say that. We cannot be saying that to people. We're not, that's not how it goes. That's incorrect. So, having said that, we want to make sure that we are talking to people and addressing them appropriately with the Word of God and telling them the truth. I took a Toastmasters class, and so I'm going to go back and listen and count myself. You're not supposed to be saying so, and I don't want a lot of ands in there, so I'm going to go back and see how many I did. So keep it up with what I'm supposed to be doing as I'm speaking. And I'm practicing so I get better and better and better and better. I'll be doing it as long as I'm living. So, you know, you can never get too good to stop practicing. Same thing with the Bible. You can never read the Bible too many times and say, okay, well, I know it all. I don't need to go back through it again. No, don't do that. I've read the Bible so many times, I've lost count, but I'm going to continue to go through it because it's so beautiful. The words are beautiful. The information is beautiful. The Bible is pregnant. You can't tell me that you have read a scripture two or three times and go back the fourth time and you saw something you didn't see the first two or three times. We've all experienced that, those of us that are reading the Bible. But now we have so many Christians that are not reading the Bible. So if we're not reading the Bible, we don't say you have to go around all day with the Bible in your hand. That's not what we're talking about. God is raising up people to teach people how to read the Bible and how to have an intimate, excuse me, how to have an intimate relationship with God. An intimate relationship with God is necessary. That's how you learn how to hear clearly. You say, I hear so many people saying, oh, I heard God told me this and God told me that. I'm like, okay, are you reading your Bible 7 days a week without missing a day? Let me say that again. 7 days a week without missing a day. Because when I ask that question, sometimes people say, oh, yeah, I read my Bible. And I go back and restate the question. Do you read your Bible 7 days a week without missing a day? Well, no, I don't. I don't read it every day. Okay. But it's kind of hard for you to hear from God if you're not in that word every day. There are three voices that you hear. You hear the voice of the devil, which knows the word backwards and forwards. You hear the voice of your flesh, which cries out loud. We hear our flesh a lot of times. F-L-E-S-H, flesh. It cries out loudly, especially when we see something we're not supposed to be eating, like a piece of chocolate cake, a donut, 12 cups of coffee per day. All of those things, they're not good for you. You know that, especially if you got diabetes. You know you're not supposed to be eating a box of chocolate. Our flesh will say, oh, you know, that's your favorite kind. Why don't you go on and eat it? And we do. We listen to our flesh because it cries out. Fried chicken. Doctor told you don't be eating that fried chicken with all that grease. Your flesh says, now you know, you want that fried chicken. Go ahead and eat. Nobody sees you. Doctor's not here. He's not going to know you're eating it. So that's your flesh. And then the third voice is the voice of God. If you, he speaks to you while you're reading your Bible or your Word. Father, don't be clear as I'm speaking on the radio. I thank you for that. In the name of blood of Jesus. So I thank you so much for agreeing to do what you need to do to have an intimate relationship with God. Your intimate relationship is important. That's what we were put on this earth for. That's why we become born-again Christians, spend time with God. The devil can't stand us worshiping God. When you start reading your Bible, all kinds of things will come in your mind. You will begin to think you're hearing the telephone ring. You think somebody's at your door. All these things begin to magnify while you're in the Word. You'll get sleepy. You can have 15 hours of sleep. And you start reading that Bible, your eyes will get so tired, so heavy. So you have to pray before you start reading. Lord, thank you for giving me the strength. Thank you for my eyes that I can see really well. I have a divine eye to see this word. Thank you, Father, for the health that you placed in my body. I'm healed from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. And I have enough vision to read your word and meditate on it each and every day. In the name of Jesus. So find you a scripture. If you're going through something, find you a scripture to stand on. If you have a Bible, generally there's a concordance in the back of your Bible. If you don't have a concordance in the back of your Bible, Google it. Say, for instance, you're having a problem with your children. The book of Proverbs is a good book to go through and find out how to raise your children. We have so many people that don't know how to raise children. We need parenting. We need more parenting classes. I'm going to start one very soon this summer. Before the summer is over, we will start a parenting class because, well, we talk about it when we bring our students together. We talk about parenting. We talk about dating. We talk about all kinds of things. These are things that we need to be talking about. They're part of life. That doesn't make me a life coach. I'm not interested in being a life coach. What I'm interested in being a spiritual coach. To teach you how to get your spirit intimately involved with God. Holy Spirit is our helper. When Jesus went to the cross, he left us the Holy Spirit. How many of us use the Holy Spirit? How many of us use our ministering angels? Psalm 91 talks about the angels that we have. And Psalm 8. How many of us talk to us? Our ministering angels. How many, if you don't, your angels have cobwebs on them. Everybody has angels. Every born-again Christian has angels. Do we dispatch our angels to go forth and work for us? No, we don't. Why? Because we don't know about it. We haven't read the Bible. Well, maybe I need to do a segment on angels, talking about dispatch your angels so you can have a better relationship. You know, all of this is a part of it. You are a Christian and you don't even know who you are. You are an heir to the throne. An heir to the throne. I don't know why we're trying to be like the world. We're not like the world. We're different. That doesn't mean we go around telling people, I'm better than you. We don't do that. But you're different. You're not like the world. God made us in his image, so that means we're little G's. We're not God, but we're little G's. Your children, when they're born, they come up under your auspices, right? Okay, so when we become a born-again Christian, we are under the auspices of God. We are part of his family. We're heir to his throne. You've got to know who you are. That's why women get in trouble, because they don't know who they are. When they become a born-again Christian, you don't have to accept somebody who doesn't love your God. The Bible says, do not be unequally yoked with non-believers. Don't get involved with them if they're not part of your belief. If they don't believe in God, don't say, well, I'm going to change him. I'm going to get together. Oh, yeah, I'm going to make him go to church. No! You know what you're doing? You're siding with the devil. Don't say, well, don't say, well, no. He ain't the devil. He is just, okay, go ahead. You'll hear about it later. And I'm sure some of you will be saying, I'm sure some of you have said to yourself, if I had only known. We'll be talking about some of that as we go on, but let's get back on point. And right now I'm going to thank all of you for your listening to finding out how to be after God's own heart. Remember these two things. Get up in the morning. Make God a part of your daily routine. Talk to him. Bring him inside your life for that day. And do the same thing each and every day. We talked about get up a few minutes earlier and do it, okay? He can tell you the Holy Spirit. He gave you the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can tell you what to do and how to do it. If you're on your way to work, if there's impending danger, he can tell you how to miss it. But if you don't talk to him and you're not listening to him, you're not in tune to his frequency, you will never know how to avoid impending danger. Okay? So I thank all of you for listening. And next time we'll continue on with talking about what's going on. So just stay tuned. Just keep checking the listing. And right now I don't have a locked-in schedule. Hopefully that will be coming soon. But we'll keep working on doing something while, as time goes on. It'll be during the week or on the weekend. Okay? Thank you so much for being with me on this day. I really appreciate you. My name is Pastor Diane Austin. And my phone number is 617-494-0938. Call anytime. You can leave a message. And I do return my calls. Okay? All right. I'm so glad that you have joined us. And we'll say a closing. Father, thank you so much for bringing us here today. And thank you that if there's anyone listening who is not feeling good or may be in pain, we give them 1 Peter 2:24, which says, by his stripes we were healed. So if we were healed, I am healed. So thank you, Father, for allowing us to be with you. We say we command that pain, and then by the blood of Jesus, we command you to leave that body now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. All that you do, all the children, we plead the blood of Jesus over all the children, all the vehicles, for all humankind and the animals. Oh, that you didn't appoint us. Oh, we thank you. with a first name